I'm pleased to say today that I am going to introduce the District of Columbia Personal Protection Act with 25 senators as co-sponsors. This legislation will restore Second Amendment rights to law-abiding residents of the District of Columbia. The basic principle at the heart of this issue is that law-abiding residents of D.C. ought to have the right to protect themselves and their families on their own property. Washington, D.C. has had the most restrictive gun control laws of any city in the nation since 1976, when the City Council banned handguns and required rifles and shotguns to be registered, stored, unloaded, and either locked or disassembled. Criminals, by definition, violate laws, especially gun control laws. If they are willing to commit murder, robbery, and illegal drug dealing, such persons are not going to worry about whether they own an unregistered gun and, of course, would not attempt to file a registration. On the other hand, law-abiding citizens have a fundamental and constitutional right to own a firearm, especially in their home, for defense of themselves and their families. Such citizens are the only individuals who do obey the D.C. gun laws and are rendered utterly defenseless in doing so. Despite these restrictions, FBI statistics reveal that Washington, D.C. has the highest per capita homicide rate of any big city in America. In fact, 5 years before Washington passed its gun ban in 1976, the murder rate fell from 37 to 27 per 100,000 people. In the 5 years after the ban went into effect, the murder rate rose back up to 35. Violent crime and robberies also rose. These decreases prior to the ban's passage and the subsequent increases were much larger than any changes in neighboring Maryland and Virginia. The district's gun ban has not helped to effectively fight crime. In the 15 years between 1976 and 1991, the national homicide rate rose 12%. During that same time, the district's homicide rate rose 200%. I'd like to draw attention to one comparison. Washington, D.C., with strict gun control laws, has a population of 563,000 and a total of 4,200 law enforcement officials. Yet, the murders last year were 248. Fort Worth, Texas has a population of 576,000 with a police force almost a third the size of Washington's, and its murders numbers were 57. District law allows a person to keep a loaded firearm, but not a handgun, in their place of business.